Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I'm sure you remember there was a big row between the Green Party and the Fianna Fáil Finance Minister Jack Chambers before the budget, which led yesterday to an apparent exemption for active farmers from the government's residential zoned land tax. But there's concern in farming circles now about how this will work and whether, in fact, it will come too late for many affected farmers. Bill O'Keefe is chair of the IFA's Farm Business Committee, and Oisín Smith is the Minister of State with responsibility for public procurement, e-government and the circular economy. Now, Oisín, we've spoken about this before. You were very clear that this residential zoned land tax must go ahead. That was your position. And what we heard yesterday, it's being billed as a big win for your party. I see one of the papers today, the Irish Times, describes the exemption, though, as minimal. So do you know how it's going to work?
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't describe it as a big win for the Green Party. I'd say it's a big win for people who want a house. It's free. It's going to free up a lot.
But you did hold out against Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on this one.
Yes. This is the biggest problem facing the country is housing. We're in a massive housing crisis, shortage of housing. There is land that is being speculated on, that is being hoarded for nearly a quarter of a million houses. And I could not, in good faith or in any faith, I could not tolerate allowing that land to continue to be left for another year because some technicality hadn't been worked out or because there was a group who was going to be mistreated. So I wanted to solve that problem. If I hadn't been able to, I wouldn't be here now. I've reached the point where I said, that's it. There's no point in continuing if
you would
that
have been
happens.
Out. You would have walked.
And I talked to Stephen Matthews about this. He's our TD in Wicklow, and he said the same thing. He said, what is the point if we cannot tackle the biggest problem facing the country, why would we continue?
So what I was happens really at now? The end. What is the solution here?
Well, leading up to the budget, typically we are fighting about bits of money and who's getting what. And really, I spent a lot of the time working out a deal on this, working out how we could do two things. One is to free up that land for people to get new houses. But secondly, to protect genuine farmers who might be faced with a bill that they couldn't pay because farming doesn't pay a lot of money per acre. The tax could be far more than the amount of money they could make from farming it. And there were genuine farmers who simply had no interest in speculating, weren't planning to make lots of money out of houses and just wanted to be farmers. So we found a way that we can protect the farmers while at the same time allowing all that housing land to come on stream next year.
So they have to apply to have that land dezoned now. Is that what happens?
Well, to have it rezoned to what they're actually doing with the land. So whatever the economic activity is on it, whether you're running a small business on it or you're running a farm, that you can apply to your local authority and you can say, I would like my land now to be zoned for what I'm doing, which is agriculture. And at the same time, the Minister for Housing has agreed that he will be sending a directive down to the county managers, telling them that if they receive these requests to rezone the land for the purpose that it's actually being used for, that they accept those requests. Mm-hmm. So there is a one-time opportunity for farmers to do that now.
That's the only difference to what was suggested before, that the Minister for Housing is going to tell the planners, look, you need to look at this carefully and in good faith. Is that the only change?
No, there's more to it than that, because if they simply, by simply applying to have their land rezoned, they won't have to pay next year. Once the application is in, exactly.
Okay, so any
farmer who was worried and saying, I'm facing a bill that I can't pay, and I talked to a farmer who was facing a bill of 60,000 euros because his land was worth 2 million euros, now he doesn't have to pay that next year.
Right.
So we found a way, and the Taoiseach can live up to his promise, which was that no active farmer would have to pay this tax. None of them have to pay.
But if the application is rejected and the farmer is told, no, that land is needed for housing and will be used for housing, the following year, the farmer will have to pay the tax.
The following year, yeah. So we've worked out. Look, the applications for rezoning, we've directed the county managers to accept them. So it's highly unlikely that you're going to find somebody in a situation where they still have land that's owned for housing.
Does this ride roughshod over the principle that politicians shouldn't get involved in planning matters?
In fact, there is a rule within within planning law that allows the Minister for Housing and Planning to direct local authorities to act in a to have a particular policy. So it's not a, he's not specifying for a particular project. He's not saying that somebody's land should be rezoned here or that a particular property should be granted planning permission. He's saying in general that it's government policy that farmers who want to continue to farm their land can have their land rezoned to be agricultural. But what will happen then is that the local authority will be required to upzone an equivalent amount of land so that they have enough land to build on.
They'll have to find other land.
They will have to find
other land. So, Bill, what's the farmer's view on this?
Yeah, a very messy solution, Claire, and trying to find a simple solution to a complex problem in a short space of time, which is effectively where we are, has led to a bit of a mess, I think.
But this is what you wanted, though, Bill, isn't it?
No, we just didn't want farmers included in the scope of the tax. And now we have anyone with any economic activity on a block of ground able to apply to have their land rezoned or dezoned, whichever way you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. And I see an awful lot of problems with that. I see an awful lot of people, if they want to have their land dezoned, will be able to apply for that. But look, farmers, some of our farmers will be very happy to apply to be rezoned, and they've done that twice already. In some cases, they've gone to a lot of expense to do that, and now we're asked to go in good faith and spend more money again, get professional fees, get consultants involved to put in the maps and whatever else has to be done, make the application and look for the ground to be rezoned again. And we're told there'll be a directive sent, but speaking to local authorities, that mightn't be as simple as that. And I've spoken to Minister Chambers since the budget, and I've also spoken to local county councillors in Kilkenny. Look, it's going to be a messy solution, that's what I'd call it. I'm not sure all farmers can apply for their land to be dezoned if they're using it for security with banks for their business or whatever else, maybe other problems there.
Oh, sorry, they might have made use out of the fact that it was very highly valued as residential land, and it mightn't suit them then to have it rezoned.
It's not that it mightn't suit them, they might not be in a position to do it. So if a bank is using zoned land as security, it would obviously be at a higher value than if it was zoned back to agricultural land, and that would create problems. Right. And there's another issue in the background that if they did apply to have land rezoned as agriculture, it could be CPO'd at agricultural value down the line for whatever development, roads or whatever else, mm-hmm. and it would be valued at a different figure for that, and they would lose out on that. Yeah. So it's very complex, very complicated. There's more questions than answers with this, Claire. And
what constitutes
an economic activity? If somebody is selling coffee on the side of the road, is that an economic activity?
Well, they'd have to make the application, I suppose. But you know, the Fianna Fáil TD for Tipperary, Jackie Cahill, who's very much on the side of farmers, he said, you know, you can't have jam on both sides of your bread. You know, you either want your land zoned as residential or not.
Yeah, some of our farmers will be very happy to have their land dezoned as long as it doesn't cost huge money again to make that application process. And again, as I said, we have some farmers very concerned that the land might be CPO'd at a different value, and other farmers that may not be in a position to apply for their land to be dezoned because it would affect the value of the land, and it depends on whether they're using that as security or not.
So
it's very complex and a lot of complication for our members.
Oisín, what do you say to that?
So we're now at the point where we're going to legislate for this. The finance bill is being drawn up. I'm absolutely willing to keep talking to the IFA and other farm organisations and individual farmers. And I'm really grateful for their input leading up to this, that we've managed to find a solution. Bill is saying that it's really complex, but actually one part of it is really simple, is that this land hoarding tax is going to come into effect on the 1st of February next year. Most of the land is not owned by farmers. The vast majority is owned by speculators. We didn't hear from their organisations or landowners. I didn't see any open lobbying by them, but it might have been going on in the background. They are going to have to pay that money on the 1st of February or develop their land. So I think that is a success. We've also said that in the first year of planning permission, they too,
Oisín, can apply for an exemption. Like if they're running, an activity centre on their land, they can apply for an exemption in the same way as the farmers can.
Yeah, we were really worried that you could have a landowner who had a large piece of land in a city and then just put a few sheep and cows on it and said, look at me, I'm a farmer, I'm not paying the tax.
Yeah.
So that was a concern. Now, because you have to apply for it to be rezoned to agricultural, what you're saying to a speculator is you need to take the risk of rezoning your land, which they presumably cannot do because it will massively reduce the value of their land. I'm not sure their banks mm-hmm. or their financiers will permit that. It would be an incredibly risky thing to do to dezone your land and hope that at some point in the future you can rezone it.
But you heard Bill there saying that some farmers have security taken out on that land and their arrangements with the banks may not allow them to apply to have that land rezoned.
as I said, if there is some edge condition, if there is somebody in a hard case that we can try to find a solution for, we'll continue to do that in the weeks leading up to that.
Claire, if I could come in there,
Go ahead, Claire.
Revenue will not make a case for individual people. It has to be black and white. Everything has to be extremely black and white with them. We've spoken to them on this and on other issues around agricultural reliefs. This doesn't take out active farmers now. This takes out anybody with an economic activity can apply to have the land rezoned. And anybody that applies this year will be out of the scope of the tax for the next 12 to 18 months. But it's not a case that you can make a case for certain people for revenue to look on them differently to other people. It's black and white of revenue. You're either in or you're out. You can't have politicians making cases there any more than you can have them making cases on the planning guidelines.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything has to be done by the book. The rules have to apply equally to everybody.
But you just said if there's some edge cases, we can look at that. You can't, is what Bill is saying.
If you have a class of person who's being excluded, in other words, if there's a type of farmer who's being excluded or who's being unfairly treated and we need to change the rules to apply to that class of person, then we will do that.
There's a lot of naivety out there, Claire. That's all I'd like to say on that last comment.
So you think that this solution just won't work for farmers, Bill? Is that what you're saying, despite the fact that all you have to do is get the application in and you're exempt?
Yeah, how much does it cost to make the application? And that's what I would have mentioned to Minister Chambers the other night when I met him after the budget. And we have no clarity on that yet. But also, it will suit a certain cohort of farmers, maybe a high percentage of farmers, to have their land rezoned agriculture. That's fine. As I said, we have the other concerns with other members. We have to represent them as well. We have to represent all our members equally. And we are very concerned in some cases on where this leaves farmers and how it leaves them exposed.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to Jackie Cahill, who talks about having jam on both sides of the bread? Like, you can't have the very high value land and keep cattle on it.
Yeah, fine. We have some farmers that want to leave their land zoned residential, don't want to sell it for a few years, and they're actually prepared to pay the tax for a couple of years to keep the land zoned because maybe there's other members of the family that they want to give the land to at a higher value later on. We have farmers that are prepared to pay the tax, hold the land. We have other farmers that are prepared to dezone the land and not pay the tax in that way. And we have other farmers caught in the middle and we have to represent them as well.
Okay. What about the cost, Oisín Smith, that Bill talks about to get that application in? Do you accept that they will be facing a cost to do this?
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable thing to raise. We can see if there's some way that we can mitigate that or some way that we can deal with that. But again, that is a detail that we can work on with the farming organisations and with the farmers themselves and make sure that we're not treating anybody unfairly.
Bill,
I think that we've reached a really good solution here. We've managed to implement this land hoarding tax. We absolutely need it. It's a part of Housing for All. It's a part of our national policy. It means that all this housing land is going to have to either going to have to pay a large fee or they're going to have to put it on the market or build on it. Mm-hmm. So it means that it is providing housing at the time where it's most needed. Okay. It's a positive thing for everybody.
Bill, what was it that you wanted?
We just wanted our farmers to be excluded from the scope of the tax. We've said we'll sit down at any point with the government to find a solution on that, to find a definition for an active farmer or a genuine farmer so that they can carve those out of the scope of the tax. Look, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael acknowledged the complexity of the process that was needed to happen. They suggested deferring the tax for next year. It was the Green Party that dug their heels in on this and forced the issue. And as I said, we have a very messy solution. And it was looking for a simple solution to a very complex situation. It just wasn't going to happen. And we're at the stage now where anybody selling coffee on the side of the road could have their ground rezoned to another purpose and taken out of the scope of the tax. Maybe some of them can't do that. Some of them might want to do that. But the local authorities will be able to go back in and zone that down residential again if there's a demand for housing in that area over the next 12, 18, 20 months.
So what's
that's the reality out there. It's a farce situation.
Claire, if you own land by the side of the road and you have an acre and you're using it to sell coffee and it's zoned for housing, so in other words, it could be worth hundreds of thousands, then you know, if you really want to dezone it, you can. And, you know, that's your choice. You lose the capital then. So, I mean, that is an option for somebody who wants to do that.
But he's accusing you of finding a messy solution because you dug your heels in when the other two parties were willing to give them the exemption that they were defer the tax. That's what they were looking for.
It wasn't easy. We looked at seven different options. We worked with the Attorney General. We brought in the lawyers. We did everything. I spent a lot of time on this. But it's really important that we find a solution because it is the biggest problem facing the country. We're moving forward now. We have a tax on land hoarding for the first time. It's payable on the 1st of February.
Just to make a point there, Claire, farmers aren't hoarding land But we do acknowledge that there is a need for housing, and we're willing to talk to the government at any time and find solutions to that.
All right.
Exactly. Okay. Farmers are not hoarding land, and that's why they don't have to pay this tax.
All right. We leave it there. Bill O'Keefe from the IFA and Minister Oisín Smith, thank you both for joining us on the programme. Coming up, why a former Detective Garda inspector is urging Gardaí now to conduct another ground search near where the convicted rapist Larry Murphy once lived. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.